is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Of course, we'll take your calls about whatever you want. And outside of that, we'll talk about things that might be interesting to you, including Cuba, Havana. The story is from Reuters, where Cuba has ordered all state enterprises to adopt extreme measures to cut energy usage through the end of the year in hopes of avoiding the dreaded blackouts that plagued the country following the 1991 collapse of its then-top ally, the Soviet Union. And I wonder, just kind of makes me wonder, how long until we see similar tactics in California? I mean, they got blackouts in California, so maybe we'll see something like this. Let me explain.
Well, yeah, you're going to have to explain, because I don't understand why there are blackouts in Cuba when the Soviet Union went away.
I don't either.
No idea how these two facts are related.
In documents seen by Reuters, government officials have been warned that the island is facing a critical energy shortage that requires the closing of non-essential factories and workshops and the shutting down of air conditioners and refrigerators not needed to preserve food and medicine.
So for those of you who don't know, living in Cuba without an air conditioner, maybe not in November and December, but it's still good and hot there in November and December.
Not bad.
I just spoke to somebody who's in Sarasota, Florida now, which is, you know, quite a few degrees of latitude, a little higher.
Mm-hmm.
And
quite a few.
Yeah, quite a few. They haven't turned their air conditioner off. It is hot living without an air conditioner in these, you know, tropical areas.
Cuba has cut government spending and slashed imports after being hit hard by the global financial crisis and the cost of recovering from three hurricanes that struck last year. The energy situation we face is critical, and if we don't adopt extreme measures, we have to revert to planned blackouts affecting the population, according to their Council of Ministers. Company directors will analyze the activities that will be stopped and others reduced, leaving only those that guarantee exports, substitution of imports, and basic services for the population. President Raul Castro is said to be intent on not repeating the experience of the 1990s when the demise of the Soviet Union and the loss of its steady oil supply caused frequent electricity blackouts and hardship for the Cuban public. The directives follow government warnings in the summer that too much energy was being used and blackouts would follow if consumption wasn't reduced. Now, of course, we just saw a story recently coming out of California where California bureaucrats were talking about banning large screen television sets. So they have an energy crisis out there, too. It's just not as bad as Cuba, I suppose. And
today, I mean, right, as government grows larger in the United States and more oppressive and gets more intrusive into your life, well, these things are going to happen because the government has never managed anything well.
Right, and in this case, you're dealing with a state-controlled power monopoly, and you can imagine that in Cuba, it's even more controlled than a power monopoly would be here in the United States. I mean, here, at least, they're probably run by private companies in most cases, the power companies. Even though you only have one to choose from, it's privately run. So it's Mary Ruart's book, Healing Our World, where she kind of lays out the different levels of control and how ineffective they are. Of course, the most ineffective is, and she has a term for it, but it's escaping me at the moment, but the most ineffective is, of course, a government monopoly. I mean, you just can't get more ineffective than that. Beneath that, at the next level, slightly more effective, but still pretty darn ineffective,
is a government-granted monopoly.
Exactly.
And that's, you know, basically the power company or the cable company or some company. Usually they have something that runs along the side of the road, be it pipes or wires, and that's how it is that their monopoly is granted.
Can you imagine how difficult it might be in Cuba to, say, put up a windmill? Or to put solar panels up or something like that, something alternative?
I have no idea, but I'll bet you that the biggest detriment in the area is, in fact, the money to do it, because when you're dealing with a poor nation that went communist, they don't really have the opportunity to get rich in our situation, we have a nation that is quite wealthy that's slowly going socialist. I shouldn't have said communist. I should have said socialist because there's no such thing as communism. It's fantasy. So in our case, our nation is going slowly socialist, and it used to be more free, and so therefore it was quite wealthy. And so there's a lot of money still to leech,
sure,
that the government can get and waste and you know, spend and you know, whatever.
Much more wealth here.
Yeah. And whereas Cuba never had the money to lose in the first place.
And we're talking about a place where the government decides if you get to sell your house or not. We're talking about a place where you don't really even own your own home in Cuba. I mean, so how do you add something to a home that you really don't have true control over? I mean, sure, we don't really own our homes here in America. It's all an illusion because, well, the property taxes, if they aren't paid, they'll take your house from you. But we have more freedom. We have more leeway with the properties that we occupy in this country than they do down there. So it must be very, very difficult to provide alternative energies for yourself down there, which means you're pretty much stuck with whatever Raul Castro and his buddies decide to give you. And in this case, they're saying, time to cut back. The provincial governments and most state-run offices and factories, which encompassed 90% of Cuba's economic activity, were ordered in June to reduce energy use by a minimum of 12% or face mandatory electricity cuts. Now, you know what? It's interesting that they point out here that state-run offices and factories, provincial governments, state-run offices and factories are 90% of their economic activity. Isn't that sad?
Now, the government doesn't produce anything. I mean, and if it does produce something, I guess I shouldn't say that. The government, what it does produce, it produces inefficiently in a marketplace that doesn't have the right incentives for, well, what needs to be produced and what it should be sold at and all that other stuff. So
right. Now, here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we are, sure, there's some big old box superstores, but there's a lot of mom-and-pop businesses. Now, I don't know what the breakdown is, and I'd be curious to find out. You know, what is the economic breakdown as far as economic activity between mom-and-pop stores in the United States versus some of the big-box superstore retailers? I mean, who's doing the most business? Is it small business that does the most business in this country?
They say that small business is the backbone, the cornerstone, and all that other stuff.
That's what I've heard.
Employer and all that other stuff.
I don't know what the numbers are, but I can tell you it's probably not. I mean, the government isn't spending 90% of the money in this country. I would
not even close.
So just a big, just a backwards place. The measures appear to resolve the crisis as state-run press published stories about the amount of energy that had been saved and the dire warnings died down. The only explanation given for the earlier warnings was that Cuba was consuming more fuel than the government had money to pay for. Situation isn't as dire as the 90s because Cuba receives 93,000 barrels per day of crude oil, almost two-thirds of what it consumes from Venezuela, pays for the oil by providing its energy-rich ally with medical personnel and other professionals. They've been grappling with the economic downturn, which has slashed revenues from key exports, dried up credit, and reduced foreign investment. Of course, if the United States would undo its embargo, or its sanctions, whatever you want to call it, then maybe the Cuban people could do a little better. Because right now they can't do business with the biggest customer in the world.
They're certainly not stopping Raul Castro from getting cigars and living whatever lifestyle he wants to live. He gets that.
Oh,
so
yeah.
And the people high up in the Cuban government, they're getting what they want. So it doesn't make any sense to have this embargo on the Cuban people. What has it done? What has it been successful in doing? Those people clearly haven't risen up and struck back at their communist betters or whatever. So why continue this 40-year-old, 45-year-old embargo that doesn't – it's not doing anything except right. making life miserable for people in the United States and in Cuba. There are people that could be making money exporting and importing things from Cuba and Americans who could be enjoying Cohiba cigars
and
kinds of stuff.
And they could be making contacts with American business people, and they can learn from that, and they can make money, and they could do all of those things. In fact, it's my understanding that Raul Castro is a little less of a control freak than his brother was. I don't know how much less, but a little less. I've heard a few stories about some of the things he's lightened up on, farmers being allowed to decide to plant their own crops or something like that. So if the United States government were to back off on their damn sanctions, maybe there'd be a little bit of a boom for the Cuban people. But the U.S. government doesn't care. They're not compassionate.
They got nothing to lose.
They don't give a damn. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast. And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15 and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. We give ours away at freetalklive.com. Now, at Manchester Brewing, our John Thomas Red really melts in your mouth. ManchesterBrewing.com. Our number here, 800-259-9231, as we continue to take your phone calls. Andy's in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Andy, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, this is a show about anything, right?
It can be, if you choose it.
Okay, I'll start with a little trivia. You know, when government people invent things, they're really creative and innovative, right?
Well, government invents things?
Okay.
Well, in a manner of speaking, government sort of invented the interstate freeway system, highway system. You're aware of that, right?
Okay, okay.
Some of those.
Yep. Well, I don't know that I'd call it innovative. I mean, it's just a freeway, right? And it's a big one.
The moral of the story is, when bureaucrats innovate, they tend toward depravity or inefficiency. And it's at least one of the two. And the detail is, if you look at the interstate highway system, they came up with an idea that the freeways that run north and south will get odd numbers, and the ones that run east and west will get even numbers.
Doesn't seem like a terrible idea.
Absolute genius.
It is. It is. It's awesome. It's great.
I don't know about that.
But there is one interstate freeway that goes both ways.
Really? Okay.
Can you guess what the number is?
Zero?
69.
Okay.
It's kind of funny.
Is that a joke? Should I have a rim shot ready?
Well, no, you never have it ready, so what's the difference?
No, you're right, I don't.
Anyway, I was thinking about this reputation thing that Mark hates to talk about.
Yeah.
And really, if you look at it from the point of view where you would be standing in the future, reputation would be an incentive toward common decency.
I agree. I think it is
today. That aren't necessarily, you know, you're injuring somebody or stealing something, but at the same time, you find offensive or distasteful or are not interested in or whatever your reason is. Reputation ratings, people would know what sort of reputation that people had, and it would not only, when you say common decency, what it would promote would be that people that have the same values would move to the same areas based on what those people's reputations are like.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I think that happens to a smaller...
Common decency in one place could be totally different from what common decency is 50 miles away from that place. But yet, both groups are happy because they know the kind of people that they're living around, and they're okay with it. And the current system doesn't promote that. All it does is give you a criminal record, which is just a record of all the times that you've violated things that people wrote on paper and voted in.
You know, to some extent, what you're talking about here is not taking into account human nature. The largest percentage of people, and I can't tell you what the number is, but it's a prohibitively large number of people in the United States, one of the wealthiest country the world has ever seen, live within 50 miles of the place that they were born. Human beings tend not to move and migrate. They tend to stay in the same place.
Even if that's the case.
And it is.
People that are given the choice would tend to migrate if the standards that people lived under varied according to what those people felt was right, as opposed to a uniform code of conduct, which is what people live under currently.
Well, I don't know what you mean by tend, but I would use as an example how many black people live in places like rural Mississippi, rural Alabama, rural South Carolina, but places that many of us would consider to be inhospitable to somebody who is black. However, that's where they've continued to stay.
And what does black people have to do with it?
You were saying that people would tend to move towards some place where they would be more free. And I'm telling you, I'm giving you examples.
No, I'm saying people would tend to group themselves according to the kind of people that they like to be around.
I see that happening. I think you're right. I mean, it happens today. You've got people moving into gated communities that, you know, they all have similar values about what how high the plant should be in their front yard.
And in the absence of criminal records and uniform commercial code criminal code, that kind of an interaction with fellow people as far as what are the things that they've done that people have found offensive, and that's, you know, everybody would be a lot more, it would be a lot more.
The beach bums move out to the beach in California. The Mormons move to Utah. I think that this
The Mormons went to Utah to get away from religious persecution, and they haven't left. So Utah is a good example of what we're not talking about, because the people many people live in Utah think that the over-restrictive social conventions there suck. But they still live there. As long as government is attached to geographic fixtures, you're going to have people being, you know, not having liberty. I think that if you're looking for liberty, I can't remember what the caller's name is.
Andy,
you need to look at something more like panarchy, where a person gets to choose what governmental system they want to have. It isn't entirely unprecedented
in
history.
Wait a minute. What was the term you just defined, where people get to choose what was the term?
Panarchy, as in like Pan-American, panarchy.
Panarchy, is that what you said?
Yes, panarchy. Like, I've been hit in the head with a pan.
Where people get to choose the kind of government they want?
That's correct.
Is it?
Yes, that's what that means.
Panarchy means you get to choose the kind of government you want.
Panarchy, yes.
P-A-N.
As I'm hitting you in the head with a pan means that you get to choose what kind of government that you want.
Well, what if I don't want any?
I suppose people will probably tear you from limb and steal all of your stuff.
Why
Just
would
a guess.
You do that? What would I have done to them by choosing not to be controlled?
You would be the same as an animal to them. And they currently tear animals limb from limb and eat them and take everything that they have.
Okay, well, considering panarchy
is this? Is Free Talk Live?
I'm sorry? What?
Is this Free Talk Live?
Yeah.
And the host is telling me that anarchy is the kind of
I don't know how many times we can say
okay,
it.
Okay, one more time. This is a spelling bee, all right? I'm going to spell panarchy for you. P, as in Paul. A, as in listen to me. N, as in you're not. Panarchy.
Thanks, Andy, for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I personally don't know much about panarchy, but there's your... You just used it, so now I've heard of it. 800-259-9231. I don't know if that's going to be coming about anytime soon, but I still think that Andy's generally right, that people do tend toward moving toward, like, interests. I mean, that's why gated neighborhoods exist. It's Free Talk Live.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
If you always thought an emu was a large, flightless Australian bird not much good for anything, you'd be, well, very wrong. Introducing ValleyViewEmus.com. Valley View Emus is a small, woman-owned family farm in Fenimore, Wisconsin, operated by Betty Lou Kaufman. Betty Lou assures you life gets better when you reap the health and wellness benefits of her high-quality emu products. A full line of the highest quality emu oils, lotions, craft products, pet care, and emu meats. The health benefits of emu oil alone
alone will amaze you. Learn more about the complete line of Emu products at ValleyViewEmus.com. And when you're ready, go right to the online shopping cart to place your order. Valley View Emus offers a 30-day money-back guarantee on all sales. Visit ValleyViewEmus.com. That's Valley, V-I-E-W-E-M-U-S.com. Or call Betty Lou toll-free at 877-436-8537. Valley View Emus, where farm to fresh means quality and care.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. And all the features on the site you will find are free. They include the archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're yours free on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. And the Totasack, totasack.com, TOTASAK.com, the place to go to learn more about this brilliant little handle. It's been made of 100% recycled materials right here in the U.S. It'll help you bring back those grocery bags from the car. For me, it's one trip. I bring all the grocery bags in one fell swoop. They're amazing. They really increase your ability to carry more stuff easier. And you
it's Christmas shopping time. Yep. You know, it might be a good idea to carry it along with you when you're doing shopping if you have a bunch of stuff.
Absolutely. Totasack, they carry more than you can, a lot more. Totasack.com. As we continue with your phone calls about what you want, Bill's in Wisconsin. And he's coughing. Bill, you're on Free Talk.
Oh, sorry about that.
That's
totally,
all right.
Totally just threw a cough over your airspace tonight.
No problem. What's on your mind tonight, Bill?
I heard you guys talking about panarchy, and I think that government is necessarily limited by geographic location. I'm sure as voluntarist, libertarian, anarchist, whatever you want to call yourself, that you're familiar with the homesteading principle.
What is that? Can you explain?
Especially did you say, can I explain it?
Yeah.
Okay, the homesteading principle essentially is that we own ourselves, and if we are on, say, a deserted island, and I find a tree that bears fruit, me just picking that fruit, well, since I've added my labor to that fruit through picking it, it's my fruit, but it is not my tree. However, if I plant more trees and till soil, blah, 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 then that soil, all of that, everything that I imbue with my labor becomes mine. That is the origin of property. It's the homesteading principle of the origin of property.
Now, when that's the case, so let me jump in with a question here. when you till the land, you plant the trees, you take care of them, you water, you know, you kind of tend to them, they are yours. But at what point do they stop becoming yours? Like if you move to a different part of the island and, you know, you don't come back for 6 months.
Well, I mean, that all gets into common law and the economics of law. And when is it efficient for the property that's abandoned to be lost? And that all becomes a matter of dispute and arbitration. But
let the market
decide. And that's all based on opinion. So technically, if you want to argue it, you could say not until you die, not until you say so.
I'd say that
to the government.
Historically, it would be not until I come with a gun and take it from you is probably.
Well, yeah, and that brings up another point: is there's two types of ownership in the world, only two. There is property and territory, and property is to voluntarism as territory is to coercion. Currently, government owns all the land. They do.
Yes.
And I've had this discussion with other people, and they say, "Oh no, they don't. That would be socialism." I say, "Well, yeah, they own it, but they own it as territory." And what we as voluntarists want is for government to follow the same rules as the rest of society. And the way they could do that is by owning land as property, by owning service rights and selling leases, and essentially being in the business of providing government services. And, you know, people value government. That's a necessary condition, otherwise it wouldn't exist. So, obviously, they have a service to sell, but currently, they're not just embracing that and then selling it on the market because they don't want to compete, because they, as an institution, have had the monopoly over the use of force for, 1,000 years?
Yeah, why would they want to give that up?
Exactly. Well, and that's why I think, that's why I like the Free State Project so much, is that there's a real chance to explore the idea of community as a business and to get a voluntary society rolling, because I really do think that if you guys can get this thing taking off, and, you know, once we get a little bit older, and I mean, quite frankly, the only reason I'm not moving out there now is because, as a selfish human being, I just want to get out there and make a ton of money, and then maybe I'll move there, but I'm still going to be fighting for the cause.
I'm making fine money up here. What makes you think that people make poor money in New Hampshire?
Oh, because I'm gonna be like opening factories in Mexico and stuff like that. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Cool.
But I think that once a voluntary society is enacted, once you have that, the capital markets are just gonna speak. That's gonna be what it is. It's gonna be it's gonna be a free trade zone. There's gonna be no sort of taxes. You know, you're gonna have governments here and there, but they're gonna be competing. So taxes are gonna be pushed.
Where the governments compete, is that panarchy, Mark?
It would be if the governments are not tied to geographic areas.
Which is impossible, because people look at government, most people call it government, but they really mean community. You know, they want an institution to provide roads. Most people want roads, police, fire, and schools. Some people also want health care and this and that and the other thing. And the market would decide, and people would live in different geographic locations based on what they value.
I don't know that that's necessarily true. I mean, seems to me that...
You don't know if what is necessarily true.
That the statement you made that it is impossible for people to have governments governing them that aren't attached to geographic areas.
Well, they could have a supervisor that lives in Japan that gives them work to do, but that... That would be sort of government in the incarnation of your supervisor, like your person who tells you what to do at work. But I just don't see how you could supply roads and such things.
Why is it that a government has to supply roads
in Tokyo if I'm living in Madison?
Sure. Why is it that a government has to supply roads?
I don't think it does. However, most people. Okay, people value government, right? You understand all the objectivist value for value theory, right? People value government. That is a necessary condition. If they didn't, it wouldn't exist.
Sure.
Period. So most people think that a community should have roads, because you have the economic problem of how do you have these roads? Who pays for them? How does that work? Well, it's a group of people, and this is where I come back to the homesteading principle. If you have a group of people who go to a place and they say, we're going to build a bunch of roads, we're going to hire a security force and a fire department and heck, we're so wealthy, we're even going to build some schools and libraries and blah, 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 you know, maybe a hospital or two. You know, say these people are, you know, super wealthy and they build all this stuff and then they say to the world, come live here and you can lease the land from us. And we'll call it taxes because you're so familiar with that word. But it'll be a voluntary transaction. There'll be contracts involved. And then they can pass all sorts of silly laws if they want. You have to hop on one foot on Thursday to get anywhere you want to go. Yeah. You can't smoke marijuana. I think both of those things are equally silly. So, you know, all of those things would then be based on voluntary interactions. And the reason that government is necessarily based on your geographic location is because government services are just that. They have to be based on a geographic location, based on what most people think government is.
But at the same time, you could also have competing fire departments.
Right, we're talking about a theoretical future here, and you're just you're placing all kinds of your arbitrary values on what this theoretical future is going to look like. I mean, one could have said the same thing 300 years ago, that there's no way that religions can coexist in the same geographic vicinity. It just can't be done. The Calvinists will be killing the Quakers. The Islamic people will be
the Quakers.
Yeah, they did at one time, and the Islamic people would be waging jihads on everybody, and blah 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 blah. No.
Yeah, but that's different because the services that they provide exist inside of one building. The services that government provide have to cover a specific.
People's religions are theoretically people's religions go throughout their entire lives. I mean, everywhere I go, my religion goes with me, and a government isn't required to build a road. Now, clearly, there's going to have to be a shift in.
Okay.
But we already currently have many communities that build roads for themselves, and yes, they could very well start putting arbitrary rules on themselves. I understand that, but that's simply because they're working under the paradigm of, you know, government controls land masses currently. And there was a time in human history when we couldn't imagine how we could get things done without slave labor. Now we can imagine it. There simply needs to be an evolution towards the ideas of liberty. I don't think that, the idea that you have to be married to governments and landmass doesn't make any sense to me.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different, because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4-GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at HealForGood.com. That's HealForGood.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL, CAI, and Jason Osborne. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Now, if you like this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do that is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. You can head over to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up with PayPal or any major credit card or some of our alternative payment options. It's all there for you at amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll learn about the perks you get access to, like the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, amp-only podcast, and more. It's all there for you at amp.freetalklive.com. Right back to your phone calls. We go to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Good evening, guys.
Hey, Frank,
yeah, I just wanted to say that I enjoyed Bill's theoretical model, but I wanted to raise a few points. The first is, I think right now there's a global capital crisis, and we're seeing that not only in the United States but in Europe and also Asia. However, Asia is doing much better than Europe or the United States, primarily China, Japan, Singapore. But they tend to have their markets and their trade zones already set up, and their exemptions from the new legislation, such as the cap and trade, that will affect Europe and the United States. Number two, there's no guarantee that a free market ever existed in the history of the world. In fact, it's an illusion, and we can go back to Adam Smith. Remember, Adam Smith was the was actually a political philosopher, in a sense. He really wasn't an economist. And he didn't believe in just letting things happen, too. He believed in regulation. A lot of people, when they read, Adam Smith's work, they tend to negate that and only go for, you know, the notion of the free market. Smith never believed in a free market, that the market determined things. He believed there had to be a specific responsibility and regulation to some extent. And thirdly, historically, we've always noticed that even if one has adequate capital, a good idea, But if there's no government or there's no other party, you tend to have sort of special interests take over, whether it's organized crime. If we look back at the ancient Chinese societies, the origin of the Tang organization goes back about 1,100 years. And you still see that, you know, in China with a number of families. If not only in China right now do you have to negotiate with the government, but you have to also negotiate with those sort of invisible factors. And we have that in the United States. I mean, just think of if you wanted to do business in New Jersey or New York City, you have to deal with the garbage and the private garbage contractors. And most firms still, you know, even though it's illegal under the law, most people pay for protection, whether you have your pizza parlor or your little business.
Really?
Oh, really? And
most people in New York are paying the mob for protection?
Oh, absolutely. Just go back to Rodney Dangerfield's movie, Back to School.
Well, I don't know if
the economics
Rodney Dangerfield
with the professor, how we do business. And Ron says, oh, well, what about you have to pay off the union guys, you have to pay off the mob, and you have to pay off this to get this.
Now, is this only in New York, Frank? Is this only
New York? That goes on all the time.
It goes on all the time everywhere, or only New York?
It goes on in every city. It goes on in San Francisco, and it goes on in L.A.
So the notion that
you don't have a government that everyone's going to behave themselves is nonsense. And historically, if you look at the United States...
Frank, hang on here a second.
Okay. If we look at the United States...
Wait a minute, Frank. I want to clarify what you've been saying. So you're saying that you have to pay the mob, or when you call it the are you calling the bank the mob, or are you?
No,
just,
we're dealing with, let's say, organized crime.
So your allegation that business owners in New York City are all paying protection money to the mob.
Well, it depends. It depends what business you're in. But the point is, you know, yes, sadly, that's a fact. And start to Google it and look at the research. And, I mean, this stuff goes on all the time. Extortion, racketeering. But what I want to say is this.
Well, you know,
historically,
that's true, Frank.
In the United States.
I know you want to get to something else. But I
want to make my case about government.
Right.
How when the United States was chartered and corporations were chartered originally until the 1880s and 1890s, the government would allow for a corporation or an entity to exist, but it had to prove that it had a common good for the community, for the state, for the country. And that was sort of, you know, how the system went until the industrial era of the 1880s, 1870s through the 1890s.
To a bureaucrat that your business was worthwhile? Is that what you're saying?
No. What I'm saying is this. Historically, when the United States was chartered and when it became a nation, if you wanted to have a corporation, it wasn't to have an endless lifetime. It was chartered for about 10 years. And it was John D. Rockefeller, when he started his Standard Oil Trust, that he started to lobby states and
Corporations are just creations of the state that essentially protect businessmen from liability. So I'm no fan.
Historically, the corporations in the United States had to serve a public good.
What about a business? What about just a business? Like, what if I don't want a corporation? Could I just get a business and then not have to worry about a corporation?
Sure, you can do that, but that's all dealt with. That's done on a state-by-state basis. At least that's what I'm aware of. So you can be a sole proprietor.
I don't care about corporations. I think corporations are a bad idea.
Corporations
personally
are given by state governments now.
Correct.
Yeah,
and corporations give you the liability whereby you don't have to deal with liability, but
right,
theoretically you're to
problem.
Pay
personally,
more in taxes to have that protection.
Yeah, I personally find that a problem. Now, what I want to ask you here, Frank, is what you're pointing out is your claim, if it's to be believed, is that the mafia or some sort of criminal gang outside of government is actually extracting money, protection money, from business owners in New York City and New Jersey.
Oh, absolutely.
And okay, you know, we're going to take your word for it. We've got no way to verify that.
Well,
but
do some research.
Fine, Frank. I don't want to
call me.
Taking your word for it, okay? But
okay.
What I want to point out is that the existence of the government, the other criminal gang that forcibly extracts money from every business owner in New York City, isn't protecting them from the mafia. So
that's correct.
So what's the reason for having the government? It's just an additional criminal gang. Wouldn't it be better to just pay the mafia than to have to pay the mafia and the government?
Well, no, because ultimately, you know, the individual, well, it depends, I guess. I mean, there are people that do that.
Now, why is it the mafia isn't operating here in Keene, New Hampshire? I mean, there's business owners here.
I don't know what goes on in Keene. But let's say if you, let's just do an example.
I mean, the protection extraction game would work anywhere you go, right?
Correct.
You threaten somebody with violence or they pay up.
You also have it in Japan, whereby you have to deal with not only the government, but you have hidden organizations that, you know,
what you're saying to me is you have not given me any reason to keep governments around, Frank, because what you're saying is that in the existence of this, even under the existence of governments, these mafia are still successfully extracting money from, according to you, every single business in
town. Not every single business, but let's say there's certain businesses that, let's say, you know, I want to do cement work, or I want to have a pizza parlor in Brooklyn, or I'm a Chinese restaurant in Chinatown. You know, if I want to keep my business the way it is, you know, there's certain additional costs there.
Right,
that, you
so
know,
if you don't want a firebomb being thrown through your front window, you
not
pay
that.
Off them up.
You just get angry students, get young people to come in and rip the place apart. But if you pay your protection money, oh, that's not going to happen. How nice.
Well, in the case of the cement worker, I mean, basically you're going to have, it's going to be a union issue, and union essentially is.
Well, it's interesting. It always was in New York up until now. It used to be that New York construction 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 98% union. Now it's about 5% union. So
really?
You have 95% of the construction going on now residential that's non-union. And that's a tremendous change. And that's due to the economics of the situation. You know, and the people that had the political power that could change the laws that existed. I mean, it's very interesting. But my theory is this, or my concern would be this. Without government to at least keep the law, you're going to have a lawless society. And,
that's not
you know,
true.
It's, the,
That's
the
not
person
true, Frank.
The person that has the power
no,
and the
Frank.
Muscle is going to dominate.
Frank,
see, I'm not going to make those arguments because I believe that we have to get there slowly and show people all this projection as to what the world will be like is really a lot of people wishing in a well, and you have to get there slowly, step by step, in order to show people.
We have to change people's hearts and minds to understand that the government is an unnecessary force. And as you've pointed out, your own arguments, Frank.
I think it's necessary on a basic level.
No, as you've already made the point that it's not doing anything to protect these business owners from the mob extracting money from them. So they're not protecting you from anything. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Do you want two gangs forcibly extracting money from you or just one?
I think we need a bananarchy.
All right, more on the way here. Hour number two is coming up. Personally, I prefer zero. It's Free Talk Live.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.